There is a new Johnny Cash album out more than a decade after his death. Like many performers of his generation, he recorded far more than fans ever heard. His son, John Carter Cash, discovered the music that had been shelved by Cash's record company, and he's added his own kind of polish. As Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports, the album shows a lighter shade of the man in black.
A cowbell rings from the rafters of a log cabin outside Nashville. Part retreat, part recording studio, this was where Johnny Cash spent some of his golden years. And the porch is still full of heirlooms from country music royalty.
Oh, there's a bowling ball over there. There's a hot point stove from the 40s. We've got some deer antlers.
It's mostly junk. John Carter Cash, the only child of Johnny and June Carter, says his parents were major pack rats. After they both died in 2003, the job fell to him to sift through family artifacts stored across town. He discovered a lost album recorded in the early 80s by hotshot producer Billy Sherrill.
It's midnight at a liquor store in Texas. Closing time, another day is done. When a boy walks in the door and points a pistol, he can't find a job, but Lord, he's found a gun.
It's like finding a lost Van Gogh in your closet. What do you do?
A lost masterpiece makes for a pretty good story, but that's not how guitarist Marty Stewart recalls the recording sessions, which came at a low point in Johnny Cash's popularity.
There were pretty good songs, pretty good performances, but no magic.
The big names were starting to sing over orchestras instead of fiddles and six strings. Cash's sound had evolved, but not that much. Shortly after making these forgotten recordings, he was famously dropped from Columbia Records. So John Carter Cash, a producer in his own right, invited musicians like Marty Stewart to the cabin studio to give it another go.
When I listened to myself, I found there was profound room for improvement. That boy needed some work.
For this album, titled Out Among the Stars, Stewart laid down new guitar solos. Dobro master Jerry Douglas came in to add some background twang. Carlene Carter, one of June's daughters from a previous marriage, even sang a third part on a Johnny and June duet called Baby Ride Easy.
I eat my baby ride easy, ride high in the saddle all day.
If your lovin' is good
and your cookin' ain't greasy, we'll chuck the chuck wagon and we'll ride away.
While known for their duets, Johnny and June were also famous for their rocky relationship. Cash's career may have been foundering at this point, but John Carter says his parents were happy.
They were focused and together. They were very much in love. Right before this, they'd gone through a period where, they were very close to splitting up.
When Johnny Cash recorded these songs, he'd just come out of rehab. He wrote the last track while there. It's a hymn.
I couldn't manage the problems I brought on myself, and it just made it worse when I laid them on somebody else. So I finally surrendered it all, brought down in despair. I cried out for help, and I felt a warm comforter there.
The album has some of Cash's signature grit, too, but even the songs on darker subjects have a lightheartedness about them. One describes a suicide by driving off Tennessee's Lookout Mountain.
It's comedic. He's laughing and making jokes about how the car dealer's going to feel after he commits suicide in the automobile without paying for it.
They'll say Johnny Cash was quite a smash down here in Chattanooga last night when he drove her out of his mind. Yeah, that Cadillac dealer's in for a big surprise, too. $99 down, $99 a month. Yeah, it's gonna be just gorgeous.
No one's expecting a chart topper from this previously unreleased music, but John Carter Cash does hope to reshape a bit of his father's tortured legacy away from the cocaine blues and toward the upbeat.
You know, he was a man of laughter. He was a man of a lot of laughter. You know, and why not let the light endure? Yes, I mean, this cool image, whatever, brings people in. And it's part of who he was. And I still haven't figured out everything about my dad. Maybe I probably never will. And that darkness, that's truth. But that's not the full picture.
Still, the picture on the album cover is a stern-faced Johnny Cash in his signature black shirt. The image in most people's minds apparently remains the image that might sell. While taking some publicity photos for the release, John Carter Cash was looking a whole lot like his dad in a black button-up.
This is actually one of his shirts. You know what, too? It still smells like him a little bit. Just a little bit.
The scent still hasn't left. Cash hopes the new music will keep the memory of his dad fresh for fans until he finds more unreleased music worth putting out. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
I was down in Music City about a week ago. I wanted to see the Grand Ole Opry show. So I hailed a cab and I headed down to Opryland. They said they had sold their last ticket the day before, so I kind of just hung around the backstage door. Then down the steps she came, man, oh man.